scare easy as long as you keep me just square in the middle of your arms.
Fun game for everybody tonight.
Yeah, and again, people got to realize that this Mark team is a pretty good team, okay?
Yeah.
You beat them by nearly 40, and I was late in the game. I was wondering if we were going to hit the big 100, but anyway, you just don't beat a good team like that without playing really well, and
right.
There was nobody, there was no weak links here.
No, not at all. You know, they're number five in the league, you know, going into tonight, and we only beat them by 10 and down at their place, so. Definitely a big game for us, and yeah, they get after you, they pressure you, you know, they got some gals that can shoot it, and but I thought we really, really played great team basketball on both sides of the ball, and you know, when you're hitting shots too, that's when you're able to put up big numbers, and tonight we were hitting a lot of shots.
Oh, I don't know, 63%, I suppose,
yeah,
that you take that on an average night, right?
That's pretty good, right? And 52% from three,
yeah.
So yeah, when you're hitting the shots, that's when you're going to put up the big numbers, but the defense was there too. You know, we held them under, you know, 60, but we did a good job at getting stops, getting steals, you know, forcing shots and rebounding, and then allowing us to get out and go in our transition game.
And it's fun for the crowd. Not only do they love seeing the home team win, but they like seeing the young players who have ever practiced and are working hard. They're one of the show coaches they can do. And you got everybody a chance to give them a little minute. And not just a minute, but they got a few minutes.
Yeah, they were. It was nice. They got six, seven minutes out there. Great, you know. We got several of those games this year, which has been great. So it gives them a lot of experience on the court in any time, you know. And, yeah, like you said, they work extremely hard every day practice. So it's awesome that they get the opportunity to get out there and showcase what they can do, because they're all good players themselves. So it's great.
Now you're going to have to showcase, as the season comes down, your showcase opportunities become smaller because you only got 5 games left. That is crazy to think.
Where does the season go, right? I mean, I guess when you play 4 in 7 days, it goes relatively quickly here over the last week. But
and by the way, that didn't seem to hurt them at all. Maybe you're going to think about this.
I don't know. It might have hurt the coaches. We're pretty exhausted. Thankfully, we're getting a day off tomorrow. But yeah, no, they did a great job. I gave them lots of props there in the locker room to play 4 games in 7 days, 3 of them on the road, spend 3 nights in a hotel in Des Moines, and still bring that kind of energy tonight was really, really good.
And you got, again, very few games left, 5 games left, only 2 at home. One of them is Saturday. People got to get up and see the team because they're really fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also going to be senior night, so we're going to recognize 6 seniors on Saturday. So, yeah, we can get a lot of people in the stands to recognize the great leaders that we have on the court. But, again, there's only 2 more opportunities before the playoffs. So, yeah, it's a 2 o'clock game against Culver Stockton on Saturday.
Hey, Coach, real quick, you got Fonninghouse back out there. You're back to 5 seniors. How's she feeling? Pretty okay?
She's good. Yep, she's good. So she did a treatment there to help her with her back a little bit, but yeah, she's doing good.
Chad Folsom, congratulations, man. We will see you Saturday here at the Nolan.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Joseph, we'll be right back.
Today's Hit Country.
I love waking up to it.
From waking up to lights out.
I turn the music up.
It's always on loudly.
Hit Country 93.7.
Amazing.
Hot Country 93.7.
I love it.